Quaker Puff Sweet is shot from gun. Quaker Puff Rice is shot from gun. Yes, listen to the roar of the Quaker guns brought to you direct from the Quaker cereal mill, where Quaker Puff Sweet and Quaker Puff Rice are shot from guns to make them crisp and tender as nuts in November. Now, Quaker Puff Sweet and Quaker Puff Rice bring you Terry and the Pirates, a new and exciting adventure of Terry Lee, the Dragon Lady's White Back.
Make haste, then. Back to the village to go. Terry Lee and his friends have foiled the Dragon Lady this time, but they shall not escape us again. Since they are no longer in the hills, they must have decided to intercept the young American boy in the village. We shall get them there, and woe to Terry Lee for the trouble he has caused us. Help them! Help them!
Ah, how luck is playing into our hands. Look below him. Look there on that narrow road between the hills. It is none other than Terry Lee and his friend Connie. They are trapped in death or mercy. Anyway, we should surround them. We are five, they are two. You, A, take a position directly behind them. Mont, you get over to that north hill, and you, Fang, take the south hill. Ching and I shall proceed to the road below and head them off. In the meanwhile, hold your fire until I give you the signal.
In the gray light of early dawn, totally unaware of the menacing trap which is soon to be set for their benefit, Terry Lee and Connie, flying desperately to save the innocent victims of a band of river pirates, are cautiously making their way back to the camp of Akeem the Cobra, leader of the pirates. Behind them, in flames, the burning besieged village of Shang Ling, where the pirates and the villagers still engage in hand-to-hand battle. Ahead, only one hope. The hope that the young American boy, Mark James, ward of the village councilor, can be saved before he delivers himself as hostage at the pirate camp. Now, as the threatening web begins to draw around them...
Easy does it, Connie. I don't think we're far from the camp now.
Connie has strange feeling we are watched from hills above.
Could be. Haven't seen a sign of anybody, but keep your rifle ready just in case.
What Mr. Terry proposed to do if we do not find young American boy first? Just walk into camp in broad daylight, nice as you please, and demand boy be given to us?
I wish it could be done that way, Connie.
Well,
since we both know it can't, we've just got to take our chances all the way down the line, that's all. Boy's got a good head start on it. Most likely he's in that camp by now. If enough pirates are away in the village, we'll rush the camp and save that boy. Too many pirates are still there. We'll get Pat and Hotshot. Few of the villagers give us a hand.
Could be Mr. Pat and Mr. Hotshot from their position in the hills saw boy start toward camp and caught him before he arrived?
Well, possibly. If the boy approached from the right direction so they could spot him. But hold it a second, Connie. If I'm not mistaken, the camp's right down there on the river's edge beyond the bend in this road. Before we go any farther, let's do some reconnoitering.
On foot, Mr. Terry?
On foot. Come on, let's dismount and cross this ravine. Take a look-see. Hold it, boy.
Whoa.
Hold it.
Connie wish he could get over notion we are watched.
Got your gun?
Yes, Mr. Terry. Have stairs for both in case we need them.
Keep close to these rocks, Connie. They give us some protection anyway.
There is river just below. And look, Mr. Terry right. Pirates camp down there at Bending Road.
Looks sort of quiet, doesn't it? See any sign of the boy, Connie?
No, just few pirates standing guard, that's all.
Wonder where Akeem the Cobra is. His whereabouts can make quite a difference in our plans.
So can whereabouts of Dragon Lady, Mr. Terry. Connie's still sure evil lady hunt for you.
Oh, that's a lot of nonsense, Connie. Why in blazes would
you... Mr. Terry, somebody shoot!
Look, Connie, that's the end of the boy!
Oh, everywhere we go, people firing at us.
Oh, holy smokes, Connie. We're hemmed in here just like a rat in a trap. You take that side and I'll take this one.
Quick, Mr. Terry, pirate on your side, taking aim.
Got him, Connie. That's one down.
There. Connie got second one. Two down now.
I wonder how many more there are in this little party. Oh, there's another down there behind that rock.
Come out, Terry Lee. We have you surrounded. Come out, you and your friend, with your hands up.
Who are you? What do you want with us?
You know perfectly well I am the Dragon Lady. Give up. You can never escape me now.
I wouldn't be too sure, Dragon Lady. We've already pinged a couple of your men.
There are many more where those things come. Do not try to resist your fate. You are outnumbered.
What makes you think so? My friends are close by.
Not close enough to help you now. Come out before we come and get you.
Come ahead. But would you mind telling me first what you want with us?
We want your lives in the
wants the ring of Don Taipei, the gold detector ring.
See, Mr. Terry, see?
Oh, is that all, Dragon Lady? I hate to disappoint you, but the ring was given to me, and I intend to keep it.
Your intentions are noble, handsome one. But they shall come for nothing. As agent for the great Mr. Turnbull, the Dragon Lady has been assigned the regrettable duty of retrieving that ring. And the Dragon Lady never fails in her assignment. All right, then, forward. Since Teddy Lee will not cooperate, he must be shown what it means to interfere with the Dragon Lady. Shoot!
Dragon Lady and her two remaining pirates now begin to close in upon Terry and Connor.